episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Happy Easter week for us North Americans.
That's the long weekend of Easter. Yes, so welcome everybody. It's the 18th of April 2025. You are on Coast to Coast with Beachy and Verilicious. This is truthmeets.com. We have a few people, maybe, hopefully, listening to us today, Beachy. I've spoken to a few people. They find the natural healing very interesting, and it is a very, very broad topic. Obviously, Beachy and I try to cover what we can and things that are, may be a little bit of interest to not only ourselves but to some of our listeners. So we're just going to jump into natural healing part two, some other remedies, some other type of therapies. We will just probably touch on those sort of things, but Beachy, what are we? What's got your interest in the natural remedies today? Oh, well, okay, I have just, some vibration happening.
Uh oh, I was going to say that if we have suggestions from those listening, that would be good to you know, feel free to send us messages or whatever, and if you have something you want us to touch on, that'd be great. We could probably deal with it. The first thing because from last time I just had some leftovers that I wanted to get into, and interestingly enough, this is a very huge topic I've been seeing a lot. I don't know about you on the internet, and about parasites and whether or not what's the deal with them, right? But, and there's, you know, varying opinions, like, and you know, I've been in the alternative, or you know, the non allopathic area for quite some time, and there are some doctors who say that the parasites are good for you, just like you have good bacteria and bad bacteria. You have good parasites and bad parasites, or you know, the parasites are there to clean up toxins. But anyway, I think if you have an overrun, obviously sometimes it's necessary to just like when you have bad bacteria, you want to help that along. And so this is associated with your gut. They say that the parasites in your gut, and I can't imagine that you couldn't possibly have parasites in other parts of your body, but again, that's probably another discussion, because I've heard, and this is a quick little teaser, but we're not going to go into it because it's a huge, huge topic, but they say that cancer is a parasite. So, you know, again,
quite possibly, yeah,
huge topic. So, but this is about your gut, and these are remedies that have been laid down for organic ways to knock down your parasites, or you know, try to clear them out, detoxify. This says to use garlic cloves, which, like we've discussed that last time, but if you mix garlic cloves, limes, turmeric powder, and black pepper. Did we talk about this already? I can't remember. But
it has many uses.
In a drink, and you drink that for, what does it say, to do it every morning on an empty stomach for 2 weeks, and then presto changeo, after 2 weeks, your gut will be parasite-free, digestion will improve, and your immune system will be stronger. So they also say turmeric can also help, along with it also boosts your immunity and reduces inflammation and improves your digestion. So that was one of the other things. And then though, as an add-on, other things that also helps with the parasites are pumpkin seeds, pineapple, papaya seeds, wormwood, another interesting, I don't know if we talked about wormwood, which I was reading about that as well. That is a, some say that's another cancer, which, you know, it says an anti-parasitic herb. So it kind of goes with that cancer as a parasite idea. Lemon detoxifies and cleanses. Ginger improves digestion, fights worms. And I don't know what's the difference between worms and parasites, but.
Okay, well, we can have a bit of a look, because you have the parasite, so which is basically an organism that can't independently, and it's fed and sheltered by a host organism. So that would be us, okay. If it's right. So we do have things about intestinal parasites are probably the most common in ways that we're talking about through the intestinal tract. And they come about through uncooked food, mainly contaminated water, and just basically anything that's been unclean that you have touched and that has gone through your mouth and gone into your body. So the other thing they talk about is the parasitic worms. So they're another type of worm-like organisms. They're another thing as well. So there's various different types of parasites. I think parasitic worms, if you have those, my mother used to be really good at doing the chamomile tea. To flush that out of your system. There was another thing we talked about. I think last time we were talking about the parasites, I was saying that oregano is really good at clearing parasites as well. And the two people that I knew that took the oil, the essential oil, with that a drop into, like, whether you have it with olive oil or you just do a tiny drop into your mouth, will actually clear out the parasites from you as well. They don't like that. So for me, it's like I have fresh oregano. So for me, if I can do anything that's as fresh as possible to help cleanse my system, to detoxify it, and also things to help your gut, like we, like you were saying, you have the dry root extracts, dry leaf extracts, which you can have in forms of what they call supplements. You can put them as part of a tea, which is probably a little bit easier because you mix it with some type of liquid, and liquid is very digestible, and it just goes in, flushes everything out. So it's quite interesting, like, what we tend to host in our bodies.
Yeah, well, and the last things I have here are raw carrots, scrapes parasites from your intestines, raw honey. We talked about the honey is antimicrobial and starves parasites, and the cloves also destroy parasite larvae. So those are
very, very potent.
The cloves and the more, you know, the honey again, all that is. You know, you can make a fine meal out of all those things, I'm sure. Ginger and honey and garlic and what have you. So, let's see what else. So we also said we were going to talk about the sound and how that connects. Is I just wanted to briefly say that all these plants also have a vibration. They're associated with a vibration. And I've heard even if you just stand next to these plants, that they have a healing, you know, property to just, you know, it'll help you. Like if you're just out, you know, gardening or something and you're taking a whiff of your, you know, cause like your oregano and your thyme and some of these herbs, when you're out there, sometimes when I'm out gardening and I'm near my herb garden and it smells like cooking food to me. So it's very, you know, comforting, I guess. After the break.
No matter what your age, you're listening to another conversation
or your affiliation
on truthmeets.com.
let yourself engage.
And now on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Truthmeets.com, and it is the 18th of April 2025. You are on Coast to Coast with Beachy and Verilicious. And Beachy was just talking about her herb garden and how I think a positive effect when you actually have the scent of the herbs. I think that that really helps. And like you're saying, like you think about cooking, you know.
well, maybe it just makes me, you know, happy. I don't know. Like you said, it's a comforting feeling, and maybe that's just the vibration is just working on me. Just like, you know, when you're out in the birds, also singing helps you. I don't know. I like bird singing. It makes you feel happy, and you know, like all's right in the world. And there's the birds singing, they're also making a vibratory with their voices or their.
Yeah. Do you know with the birds, Beachy, that the sound vibrations that they resonate when they sing, or if they do the, you know, how some birds, when they flap their wings, they'll make a certain noise as well. So there's been scientific study that they've captured the sound of the bird that the birds make, and they're able to put it in notes. So they are able to identify it as a musical note. How interesting is that? Like that we're actually learning from nature itself that their sounds are musical notes that we listen to. Isn't that interesting? It's the type of communication that they have amongst themselves, but that's communicating to us as well when it comes to sound and to music.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like you said, that takes us into, you know, we were talking about the cymatics, and if you're familiar with cymatics, it's the study of sound and vibration made visible through a medium such as water or some sand on a plate, where you would put the sand on a plate and then play, or salt maybe, and play a sound or a vibration. And as you can see geometric images that are produced by the frequencies that make the material, you know, salt, whatever, go into a beautiful geometric pattern. And that's a really cool thing to watch. But if you understand that, it also does that to water and obviously ourselves. So obviously sound is doing something to us, maybe making us more in balance or adjusting things. And I use tuning forks. This will take us into my tuning fork research and learning. And have you ever used a tuning fork, Verilicious?
I may have fiddled around with it, like when you're kids, you know, playing around with it, just seeing what you can make vibrate, because it's interesting. And it was like part of that whole science. We used to have a kids show on TV. It was a bit of a science show. And, you know, they'd do something on there and you'd want to copy it as a child. But that's about as much as I would remember. But well, now the tuning fork you're talking in regards to is bio-tuning. Is that correct?
Right. Now, this tuning fork that I came into this with, because there's many different tuning fork makers out there. You can buy a tuning fork on Amazon, and, you know, they're different. They're rated by different frequency rates or hertz, I guess they call them. And the one that the tuning fork that I got was a kind of a general fork, and I believe it's like I think it's like a 90 hertz or something like that. But you can get them like in a 432, you can get them a 528. There's all these different frequencies, and people use them for different types of things. But like the one that I have is just it. The woman who sells them, Eileen McCusick, she's the one who kind of has been doing a lot of studying on how to heal with vibrational sound therapy. You know, she's put together these forks, and this one she kind of touts as a general that you just kind of use for, because you can, there are connections between each and every one of your organs to a particular vibration. So if you're having a situation or an issue with a particular vibration, you would get that the tuning fork is associated with with your organ, the frequency. And so that would help if you're having an issue with that. And mostly, like I said, the one that I use, it's for general purposes for pain, and you just put it directly on, like, say you're having a knee pain, you put it, you bang the fork, and then you point it at your knee, and that's how it works. And that's very, very basic, but she has a whole system, as I've been studying, where so she has discovered through using these tuning forks that we are energetic beings, and she can intuit basically where she feels that you need the fork to go, basically. So she would kind of run it over your body and get a hit as to where you might need it to stay. Like I said, for me, I just go after the pain, because like if I've used it on my daughter and my husband, and you know, if they have issue, like, you know, my husband gets back pain, and so you put it on his back and it helps the pain tremendously.
How long would that normally take, Beachy? Like, how long would it take from, obviously, because the fork is resonating a particular sound which connects with our electrical system.
Correct.
So, yeah. So I have read a little bit about what this lady was doing as well.
So when you say how long,
so it's healing for resistance, obviously. Yeah, so once you've done it, is the pain, does it alleviate pain immediately? Does it take a little while? Like,
It depends.
I've never tried the tuning fork on my body, but yeah.
It depends on the issue. Now, again, it depends also on the issue, because like people who have, you know, severe back pain, like for example, we had that issue. It's not in, you know, the pain gets lessened, but it comes back. Mm-hmm. So you have to do it again, and you know, but it alleviates it, you know, immediately. Like there was this other girl that she had shoulder surgery, and obviously she had a lot of pain, and they were giving her pain pills, and she didn't want to take a lot of the pain pills because, you know, you can get addicted to them. And they also, you know, some people just can't do them. Like, for example, I cannot take pain pills. They just don't work on me. It just makes me feel horrible. But anyway, she took to the fork immediately. It's like, she's like, oh my God, I don't have to take my pain pills, right? And this was what her issue, she didn't want to take these pain pills, so she was suffering through the pain. But she, you know, I showed her the tuning fork, and I put it on her shoulder, and she was like, oh my God, I need to get one of these. So that was very immediate and instantaneous. And again, it's not like it's totally gone forever. You know, you still do it for, you know, for your recovery period. But it just so that you don't have to take the, you know, those horrible pain pills, which are just.
Yeah, it's better than popping pills, basically.
Yeah.
So exactly. I like the fact that it helps the body to organize its vibrational frequency. So the tuning fork will help your body tune itself, which is quite good. So this is part of our natural healing. Our bodies, it's amazing how much our bodies can heal. It will take time naturally, obviously. All the artificial, chemical, all that kind of stuff will alleviate pain, yes, straight away, but it doesn't actually make it go away. What our bodies need to do is fully recover from it. Yeah, so that's a really good one and that's a bit of a sound therapy.
Yes, that one as it's well. Really amazing when you think about it, because it doesn't necessarily even have to be the fork. Like you were saying, your friend, the bowls, there's, you know, those sound bowls.
You can go into that one.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have the sound bowls and what was the other one? This one here is the gong bath. So I'd never heard of this before. One of our listeners who was telling me she was going to have a gong bath, I think we mentioned it briefly on our Ask One. So basically it is a type of meditation. It uses deep vibrations and sounds. So the sound works by stimulating the vagus nerve, which in turn helps reduce your stress levels, so stress hormones. So our vagus nerve, if we don't know what that is, it's the longest cranial nerve from our brain down to many parts of our organs. So sometimes when we feel a lot of that pain, it's that nerve. So we have, you know how we have like those headaches, or we're feeling something down our back, and it could be to our left or to our right, something there. So this long nerve of ours, because it does connect to some of our organs, can actually affect us in a very negative way, depending on what we're exposed to. So with the gong bath, the low rumbling vibrations will travel through your ear canal. It stimulates the nerve. Then it signals to your brain that your body is safe, and then your heart rate tends to slow down, and so does your breathing. So you become in a more relaxed state. So there is a video which you can find on YouTube. It's called Live Blood Results After a 20-minute gong meditation. So they call it a gong bath as well. So what this one showed was how it improved blood flow. So they took sample, like using the little prick on your finger, and they took a sample and they put it under the microscope, then they enhanced it, and they showed what the blood cells were like before and after the 20 minutes. They showed someone whose blood cells were just like basically lethargic, and they were inflamed. So they had inflammation and all sorts of things going on in there. It's a little bit more medical in that sense, where you have to watch it in order to sort of understand it. But then after 20 minutes, they did the same test, and then they showed how the blood cells were flowing, like freely flowing, whereas before they seemed very coagulated. And then they called it hydration of blood cells. So obviously the vibration itself, when it stimulates this nerve, it helps the rest of your body. So you know that our blood cells are actually produced, like the platelets are produced through our spinal column, right? And then from there, it spreads throughout the body. So you want to make sure that our body is producing like healthy blood cells as well. That's going to be good for you, because it's a continuous flow. We don't want to get sick. So we want to make sure that not only is our body healthy, but everything else is healthy as well, from our nerves to our blood cells and things like that. Now, the sound bath is very similar, in that sense, but you were saying they are the singing bowls. They can be, crystals. They can be all sorts of things like that as well. Most of these benefit actually mental health and physical pain. You were saying with the tuning fork, it helps like a lot of the physical pain. So, and it's also a way of managing anxiety. Now, we have a lot of anxiety in our life. We all often stress about work. We often stress about, you know, having to pay bills, feeding our family, you know, just general things in life. Like, this world can be very crazy, can have a lot of madness in it. So we want to sort of slow down and maybe have a look at these alternate therapies to help us slow down and to rejuvenate as well. So soothing the nervous system is one of the is the ways that we can really reconnect with our with ourselves.
One of the things that Eileen has said, and you know, I have met with her in person, I've taken classes with her, and you know, she's just always coming out with new research. And the funny thing is that, you know, she was started out as a massage therapist and could not, and you know, kind of stumbled on this and could not find any, you know, scientific stuff on it. So she wrote her own book, but basically the medical system kind of poo-pooed it for a long time because they did not have any way to measure, you know, sometimes they're a little, you know, things have to be tangible, and you know, and it eventually they had to accept it because, you know, they were just couldn't deny it anymore because people were getting such good results. But it also is connected. Well, one last thing before I go on to the connection, remind me. But the other thing that she has found out is through singing, we are also a tuning fork, our voices. So she is advocating, you know, people sing because that also, it works like a tuning fork, making you nice and relaxed. That this is the key point, is relaxation, because like you were saying, all that tension, all that stress, this is what creates our, you know, the stagnation. Yeah. The pain, you know, things like you were talking about the blood flow. If you're tightening, if you're contracting, that is kind of a blockage, right? So then you get pain, and what the vibration does is, you know, relaxes you all out. And that's what she was saying. The key is relaxation. Just relax, you know? So you really don't even need the tuning fork if you can totally get yourself relaxed. But again, it's just another tool to get you to that point. And I just find it fascinating, you know, how, you know, her story about singing too, that, you know, because, you know, sometimes people sing and it just makes you happy too.
Mm. And it comes down to, like, when you sing, like when you listen to yourself, like we're both probably wearing headphones right now as we're talking, right? If I don't have one ear out and one ear in, I will feel complete vibrations of my own voice in, like, throughout my body. And that's the thing I think with singing does, when you connect this positivity and the fact that we have that electrical field and that magnetic field plus the electrical current that's not only in us but in our environment, it sort of sends those. So that sound is therapy, is helping our body, is giving it the positive effects for healing. And I think whether you're a good singer or not, it doesn't actually really matter. I think it's the sound and the vibrations of your own voice and when you sing and how it makes you feel. So it's amazing. Like, when you look at this sort of stuff, it's not something that can just be fixed, say, with a tablet, because it requires you to listen, to use your ears. And we're using our sense of hearing in order for our healing to happen as well.
Correct. I mean, and even going further with that, again, it's like there's so much stuff that we're told that, you know, we have not, you know, there's just so much about our bodies that we should be thankful for, because our bodies really know what to do. And if we just get out of the way and let it do what it needs to do, for example, taking a pill, it just masks, it cuts off the communication basically of your brain to not feel that pain, right? But after the break.
No matter what you say. You're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
And we're back, truthmeets.com. And Beachy, you were saying about
our middle. Yes. Yeah. So we have been taught, to just take a pill and forget about it, right? But pain or symptoms are messages, to us. It's communication from our body to our brains. And if we take a pill, sometimes it just cuts off that communication. And if it's just a mild symptom, say you have a knee pain or something and you take a pill and then you just keep walking on it or pounding it or doing whatever it is that is making that knee have a problem. Whereas, I just heard a very interesting podcast about sometimes, like you said, your pain is giving you a message. And sometimes that message could be, a whole assortment of things. It may not even be physical. It may be a emotional thing or a trauma thing that you are still holding on to, or a psychological, issue that you have that you need to resolve. And again, if we're just going to take a pill, it's really not taking care of the issue. It's just masking the pain. So you really want to get in there and figure out what is the issue rather than just, making it go away and not thinking
about
it.
Rather than a quick fix.
Yeah, quick fix.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. It's quite good, isn't it? And that also brings me to now a little bit about pressure points. Now, I don't know if anyone knows or we touched on this before, but for me, massaging and having my pressure points, especially now because I have on and off with the tendonitis, I've had this as a sports injury for a very long time, and it comes and goes depending on what I'm doing. But I found that the pressure point thing is very interesting. So the practice is called reflexology, which a lot of people may or may not know about that. So with the pressure points, they're thought to be the sites of where our chi or our vital energy is able to flow, enter and exit our body. Now, I have said before, I have had three massage therapists who actually have corrected my chi. And it has been fantastic. The flow of your energy when it goes through your body and had the healing process that it has is amazing. When you are in constant pain, you feel it. You feel terrible. You just I've got to do something about it. It makes you feel anxious. It leaves you quite stressed. You can't think straight. All of a sudden your brain goes all foggy. So, doing the pressure points might be another alternative to have a look at as well. So when you apply a certain amount of pressure to a particular point, you can provide relief and promote healing in that region. Now, I've done that a few times in parts of my body. I used to get migraines. So there's a pressure point for where you need to press down for your migraines, which I used to do as well. And then there's also, since I've had this tendonitis come back again, I've also had certain pressure points within my back all the way down through my legs as well. So somehow, like we were talking about the vagus nerve, there's a nerve that connects everything together as well. So if you don't, I feel the pain in my wrist, but it actually could be from either the top of where my shoulder is or from the middle of my back is where it initiated. So, and if pressure is applied to certain points, it alleviates that pain straight away. So that type of therapy, people have probably heard about it. It helps reduce pain like your lower back pain, your tension headaches. It can relieve things like your nasal congestion, constipation, apparently. I haven't really sort of looked into that one. But stress, obviously, your tension, your anxiety and stuff like that. So these blockages that we have, and because we have the pain receptors, and I'll find that our blockages, they disrupt the flow of our energy, and this is where it causes our health problems. So like you were saying, like we have cancer and stuff in our bodies and things like that. Well, are these brought on because there is no flow of energy that can help heal us as well? Are we not feeding ourselves correctly? So we need to have a look at maybe listening to our body, looking at herbal remedies, looking at dietary changes, looking at relaxation therapies, consulting a healthcare professional, maybe looking at some sort of prevention, because we know that healing takes time. There's also a lot of patience that needs with that. And with the right tools, we can get back to ourselves in our day to day and actually feeling really good about ourselves. And one of the other things that you've probably heard me say a fair bit is like getting my feet out there on the beach, in the sand, yes, in the water. And you often probably might hear me say it as recharging your soul, because one of the things that you get from the ground is we have that electromagnetic field around us as well, which is everywhere. And we feel that energy connect with us when we touch, when our feet are on the ground. And I tend to feel that when I'm on the beach, and when the sun, when you feel the sun as well, it's that, you know, revitalizing you. And when we say recharge your soul, it means everything. So, you know, your clarity of mind, you just feel a lot better. Like your aches and pains are gone, your stress levels are gone, your anxiety levels gone. All these kind of things, that all these negative impacts that actually have, that can have health problems, like can cause health problems later down the track, they're the kind of things that we kind of want to change. And sometimes, you know, when they say it's a little too late, not necessarily. I don't think that anything's a little too late unless it's very extreme. You're in a very extreme health crisis. And but, you know, the little things, if we can make the changes, do them, you know, do them. And definitely listen to what your body has to say.
I think, yeah, again, you hit on a key point there as far as, you know, we always talk about stress. And, you know, like I said, the relaxation is so important because, and, you know, people tell you, oh, well, you've got to meditate, you've got to rest, you have to, be in nature. And yeah, I think that's what the relaxation is all about, is just letting those tensions, those physical tensions, as well as the, you know, mind, emotional and psychological tensions, just go, you know, go be relaxed. Because I think that, again, stress also is not necessarily a bad thing, but it is the way you
manage it.
But also the way you look at it, the way you react to it. Like if you really let yourself be wound up. I mean, obviously there's things that wind us up and there's stresses that we, like you said, that, but you know, if you work on even reframing some of these, how we react to the stress, like sometimes if you have, you get really angry about something, you know, because you have to do a certain thing that you don't want to do. Sometimes you add to it by adding the anger, you know, and the stress of doing it. Right. So
yeah,
if you manage it better, you know, it might relax things. And I think the relaxation helps your body just do what it needs to do, what it knows what to do to just get you back in balance. And
And I think there's good levels of stress and bad levels of stress as well.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, you can have stress, like, you know, there's an excitement stress. So what's one of excitement stress? Let's think of something exciting. Say, when you get married, you know, you're getting married, everything's exciting, everything's new. There's a level of stress there, but there's a level of excitement in there. So it's not a negative, it's not necessarily have to be a negative thing.
That goes in with, like you said, you know, getting proper rest and just taking yourself down to a calm point. And that's hard for people sometimes, I think, just to like you said, because it could be a happy thing, and you know, you're excited, and you're, you know, you're want to dance and do everything, but you know, you have to at some point just give yourself a break and calm down, and it's all good, you know. Again, it's just how you manage.
And talking about emotions, I mean, one thing I like to help with emotional things as well would be essential oils. I did touch on it last time we had a chat here, because various essential oils have the ability to affect the different systems in our body as well. So, which includes the brain, our sensory system, our immune system, and obviously the release or inhibition of our neurotransmitters, which is dopamine. So that's the dopamine in the brain. So sense of smell is closely tied to the centers of the brain, which deal with emotions. So when we inhale certain aromas, we can get benefits from that sort of stuff as well. And that's one thing I like about the essential oils and where it actually comes from. If you can get really good essential oils, because plants do make essential oils. And we have things like we've heard of tea tree essential oil, lavender essential oil, lemon essential oil. So most plants will have an essential oil that can be either steamed. Let me have a look how we can do it. Where you can steam distill it or press, cold press or steam press from plants as well. So all this stuff it's oil soluble. So that mixes with other oils. So your oils, when you talk about your carrier oils, you're talking about your jojoba oils, you're talking about things like your fractionated coconut oils. You can even mix it with olive oil. There's so many good oils that are really good for your skin as well. I've just found one, another one, which is a mix of, I've just tried to mix some different ones with the jojoba, the almond, the kernel, the seed oil from the almond kernel is really, really good for you as well. There's so many different ones. And then you can add your essential oils. Like I love doing peppermint is really good for me, especially when I get hot. That helps me cool down. Lavender is so good for relaxation as well. And they're the kind of things that we want to do for ourselves as well. And like the scents, like when we smell things, Beachy, like you were saying before in your garden, the herbs and everything, just the aroma of it and how it made you feel. Like you felt like you were in with nature. You were, you know, you were enjoying, all your senses were taking in everything, you know, your sight, yeah, your smells, and you're hearing the birds and things like that. It's amazing.
I think the smell is also a vibration as well as the color. There's also the color factor, you know, there's color healing. People go in and sit in front of a light of a particular color for a particular, that's another thing I've been reading about that this gentleman, created this whole system of, you know, when you, again, it's associated with a particular organ and there's a color associated with it. And you sit in front of this color for, you know, various time periods and during the day, and it helps you heal, which it's been around for many, you know, if you've heard of infrared healing, a lot of people do infrared. Mm-hmm. They use the red and there's also blue. I've heard of a blue light healing. You know, remember we talked about the bad blue light.
Yeah, good blue light.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a color, different colors that this guy would just sit people in front of and they, you know, healed. But again, I think it goes along with that relaxation thing because, you know, everybody has you know, you just have to sit down and let it go, you know, just relax.
You have to switch off. And I think that's the world we live in today with all the technology. I mean, we basically have a phone plastered to our ear. Like you need to switch it off. You need to get those whatever it's emitting out of there away from your body.
Right.
It's not good to be exposed to that. Yeah, it's not good to be exposed to that all the time.
They are frequencies that are probably interrupting our good vibrations. So You know, that's definitely, you know, like, just like anything else, there's good and bad in all those technologies. But I'm sorry, go ahead. I interrupted you.
No, it's all good. But that's the thing, is that you can do very, very simple things to improve your well-being as well, like switch off. Not only just switch off your phone, switch off all the electrical stuff, all the electrical appliances around you, and get yourself in some sort of meditation state where you are outside or somewhere where you are calm, and do something to realign your body to where you need to be. And you'll find that you'll start feeling a lot better. You know, you can have a look at, say, I'll go back into some of the essential oils. So let's have a look, because I use this a lot. I've been using these essential oils since probably 2015, and I absolutely love it, especially this particular brand I've found, because it's also edible. So I can put it in the food, I can make it, I can do drinks with it, whatever it is that I want to do, I can with this. Not only I can apply it on my skin, I can also put it in a diffuser where it just, you know, fuses out some really nice aromas as well.
What
which
is
helps.
That?
Yeah.
What is that brand name?
It's doTERRA. Yeah.
doTERRA. Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. It is available, I believe, in the States. Yeah. The reason that I actually go with these guys is because where they source all their oils are from places, and they don't just get them from places where they've mass produced this and mass produced that. No, and these oils can be quite expensive as well, but they are in the most natural state. They are certified organic as well, which means that where the plants are grown, there's been no poison that has touched that land for at least 5 years, because your certification for most of the to get a certification for organic where there's no point is about 5 years, because I have to test like the ground, the air, all that sort of stuff, you know. So you don't want to be contaminated by someone who's just down the road who's just sprayed a whole heap of chems on theirs, and the wind's blown it over to yours, and boom, all of a sudden you've lost your certification. You know, it does make it hard to find something that hasn't been touched by some sort of poison. Yeah. So with the essential oils, I like the fact that for your mind, it can promote the relaxation, the calm, the tension, increase your positive feelings, and help decrease your stress. So as we were saying before, Beachy, like levels of stress, like I've been basically working full time for the last fortnight. And, you know, my stress levels have been up and down, up and down, up and down, depending on the situation I'm in and like the people I interact with and all sorts of stuff, you know, what's going on. So you can, it's just a matter of switching off. So at the end of the day, it's just switch off as best you can. Music is another way, is part of our sound therapy as well. If you listen to some music that is going to make you feel happy, that's going to promote all the good things, like your body will start healing from listening to things that you enjoy. So you're immune. So supporting your healthy immune function, protecting yourself against the environment and your seasonal threats. Now, for me, I just had one hit this week with when the guy cut the grass, and it was hay fever. But the good thing that is that I dealt with it, like I knocked it on the head at the start. So which meant that for 24 hours, I was basically, my body was trying to get rid of everything that I was trying to deal with. So it was actually really, really good. And I was pretty happy with that, because it goes to show that what I've been doing has helped and is working. So, you know, the more you try and heal your body naturally, your body will start building a defense system, and your immune system will start working with you, not against you. So, you know, your cardiovascular, so maintaining that healthy circulation, your respiratory function, you want that to be, that's the target of a lot of our problems as respiratory. You know, they're saying, oh, it's the flu season again. You know, we see people walking around with masks, and people are coughing and all that kind of stuff. So that's the kind of thing we want to also make sure that we're looking after, is our heart and lung health as well. Diet, make sure we're eating, we're having a good diet, and we're looking after our gut because of that. After the break.
no matter what you say.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Truthmeets.com, and you're on Coast to Coast with Beachy and Verilicious. It's the 18th of April, 2025. Just talking about a little bit more about natural healing. So just continuing on about our essential oils. So, you know, when you do your physical activities, the one thing that I love, once again, is ice. So cold compress, if I have inflammation, things like my peppermint oil. I've used Vivitir, and also another one called Douglas Fir is another type of essential oil which I like to use for some of my ailments. Arnica cream is so, so good, and magnesium as well. I find that they're really good to help alleviate a lot of my soreness and things like that. Then we're looking at also the impurities of our skin, smoothing, any irritations and all that kind of stuff. So there's so many things that we can do naturally. I've seen people like spray the insect repellent on themselves, even like spraying themselves. I call it the cancer spray, where they're spraying like sunscreen oil on themselves. It's terrible. Yeah. Like, it's wow. That's just amazing. Like, when you start to look at things that are not good for you, and you actually read what's on in some of those products, read the labels and really look it up. I mean, some of those words, like I was saying, you can't even pronounce. Look it up, because it's probably something really bad that's not good for you. So, yeah, I tend to call them the cancer sprays. Yeah.
I tend to go on the minimal side as much as possible. But, like, getting back to your walking on the beach, I mean, you don't, even if you don't have a, you know, a sand beach near you, you can just go into the grass and, you know, in your front yard, or even on some dirt, if you have some dirt, maybe that's good too.
Get some dirt on you.
I mean, the energy, there's an energy exchange. Like you were saying, you feel so good because you're giving the earth energy. So you're helping the earth, and the earth is giving back to you. So it's a win-win situation. And that's why you feel so good, because you know, you are not just taking, you're also giving back. So I also wanted to touch on, you know, you were talking about pressure points, that, you know, the feet are very, I mean, I've seen those Chinese charts where they have every
correlation.
Yeah, muscle on your body is correlated to points on your feet. And so when you get massages on your feet, it helps whatever, you know, all the way up. So, you know, how, like you were saying, you have I'm not real familiar with the vagus nerve, but you know, obviously, you know, all our body parts are connected.
Yeah, and that's right.
In my somatic exercises, which it's kind of like a qigong practice, but not really. But in terms of when you know, every movement that you make, you know, you're acknowledging or noticing, at least, like, say, just lifting your arm and where all the muscles are being used all the way down pretty much to your feet, right? And noticing that and seeing how they are all working together. And, you know, there's also when you're out of balance, like say if you had an injury and you're favoring one side or the other, and then it becomes a habit, and next thing you know, you're 20 years down the line and you're still walking.
Yeah, you still got, you know, all that pain and
all messed up. And so what, you know, these exercises do is helps to get you back into alignment, so that you're not, because that's how you get these chronic issues, and down the road, you know, becomes a really serious issue that, you know, then the doctors are going to want to, you know, things out.
Yeah.
Well, look, we can't,
that's right. And we can't stop the aging process. I mean, that's part of our life. But we can obviously be as healthy as we can through different stages of our life as well. And
right.
I noticed, like, when you look at, you know, when you look at your dog or cows even, or horses, you know, they love to roll on their backs. And it gives them a lot of pleasure. And I found that when our dog does that, it's a part of healing for him as well. It's something he absolutely enjoys. He loves doing it. And I find it gives him, he's more positive. He can walk a little bit better. It just, his energy is so different after he does something that he actually enjoys. So animals have the ability as well to get the joy out of whatever it is for them, whether whichever sensory it is, in order to help them find pleasure and also healing. You know, I will say it'll be healing because we get joy from seeing it and it makes us happy, but it also does something for them as well. You know, when we see stuff.
Well, yeah, when animals are sick, they naturally fast themselves. They don't eat. They you know, refuse the food, and that comes naturally to them.
They're going through a healing process. Yeah. And I think there's a lot that we can learn, Beachy, from animals themselves if we actually take the time out to actually study some of our animals while we're with them. Even though we can communicate with them, but maybe just have a look at that, you know, could be worth something.
I definitely communicate with my animals.
Yeah. I believe cats have a way of healing as well. There's something about cats. They have a way of being able to heal as well. I have read that they actually absorb negative energy.
Well, they also have, their purring is vibration. When they purr, that helps you. I've heard.
Yes. If you have a cat, it can help you heal. I know. My father was the same. He was sick at that time and the family cat was sitting on his chest because he knew that there was something wrong. So it's amazing, like, what animals can sense and how they can help us as well. Yeah. But there's a couple more things in our ways of natural products. Maybe we have heard of them or maybe not. Just three more that I kind of want to touch on because they've been in and out of the media, and I'm like, very interesting that these would be brought up and the promotion has been widespread. So one of them is called Batana oil, Ojon oil. They call it the miracle oil. Now, this has come about because of hair loss, people with alopecia, skin, all these skin conditions and stuff like that. And I was like, why am I seeing all this stuff about Batana oil? So it's gained popularity through the beauty world because they're now putting it in a lot of products. But whether or not it's been mixed with other chemical products, I don't know. If you can probably get the pure stuff, it's probably worth it.
How do you spell
Batana,
that?
Batana, B-A-T-A-N-A.
B-A-T-A-N-A. Okay.
Mm. Yeah. So what it has, it has an oleic acid, so which is obviously that's for your hydration, improves elasticity. So that's what they call a monounsaturated fatty acid. It also has linoleic acid, which helps maintain a skin barrier function, reduces inflammation on your skin. Vitamin E, which we know is really good for protecting skin cells from damage. And apparently this also helps promote scalp circulation. Your carotenoids, which is your antioxidants that protect the skin from the environment and also gives you a healthy skin tone, and your palmitic acid, which is a type of fat that forms a protective layer on your hair and skin, which seals in moisture. So this is why I'm wondering why it's super popular at the moment and why people have been talking about it, is because maybe there's been a few issues and people are still looking for a natural remedy. And maybe this miracle oil could be one of them. Personally, I've never tried it. I will have to try and find it and maybe get a little sample it and see if it actually is the miracle oil that people say it is. The other one that I've heard over the years, which my mum absolutely loves, is soursop. So that's it's a guana bana. It's like a pawpaw, type of pawpaw maybe. But this particular fruit itself has really good health benefits, and apparently there's been word that it can suppress cancer. It supports heart.
I've never heard of that, but I do have that listed. It's a plant, soursop leaves. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, and you can get the fruit as well. It relieves inflammation. It can manage diabetes. It helps with your stomach and digestive tract. And you were talking about parasites before, Beachy. Apparently this stuff kills intestinal parasites. And also helps with respiratory tract, and of its promoting liver health and boosting your overall immunity. So it's amazing, like all these things that come up and it's like, where do I get that from? So a lot of these stuff can come in a supplement type form. You can get them in maybe a powdered form, or you can get it in its actual form itself, its natural state. But, obviously the benefits will vary depending on what kind of form you get it in. The one thing to be careful with the vitamins when you get them in the packages is that you don't know how true to form a lot of those are. For me, if you are to do that, make sure you do your research. There was a documentary called Vitamania you can watch. It just talks about the vitamin industry and how it pushes particular vitamins and what they're actually really made of. So, you know what? Go as natural as you can from the actual root source. That would probably be better. And when we were talking about salt, how the beneficial of certain salts are good for you, sea moss is a type of red algae, which is also used in cooking and cosmetics. So this is rich in iodine, calcium, magnesium, potassium, and vitamins A, C, and E. And iodine is one thing that we don't really look at a lot these days. I mean, we used to have iodine in our food quite a fair bit when we were children, because this actually supports thyroid health. Now, there's been a lot of issues with thyroid lately, and I hear a lot of it, especially with a lot of the women that come through who've had problems with their thyroid glands. They've had to go on medication. They've had to have it removed. They've had, you know, it's like quite extreme, some of the things that happen. But the thyroid gland actually requires iodine to produce hormones that regulate our metabolism, energy levels, and overall hormonal balance. So once you remove that, or if you do anything to disrupt that, that is going to disrupt everything in your body. As you can, you know, as I've just read there, like the hormones, you know, if we're mucking around with our hormones, we don't know exactly how that's going to affect the rest of our body as well. It also boosts our, boosting our immune system. It also helps strengthen our body's defense against infection, once again, stress and inflammation. So there's so much that out there that we can do. These are just a few things that we can probably look into, that we can use in our, that we can add to our, you know, our health boost, to help us. So, and another thing is detoxification. So if you look at foods that detoxify your body, so every day we're probably inhaling something, ingesting something, that is not good for us. So, you know, we want to make sure that we're actually really trying to detox ourselves. When they say, you know, detoxing your liver and things like that, you know, if you're a drinker and stuff like that, you really want to start looking after your organs. I think I was talking about also removing like visceral fat. As we get older, we have fat that sits around our middle area, which will can impact our vital organs as well. We don't want that. That is bad, 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 bad fat. So they're the kind of things that we don't want to have in our bodies as we're getting older. Like I said, we can't stop the aging process, but we can possibly slow it down and make ourselves a little bit more healthier as we get older.
Well, I did find another document here that is interesting. And again, this says everyday items that can kill cancer cells. And it says your curcumin, you were talking about last week, I believe, right? You're familiar with that. And turmeric, again. The resveratrol from red grape skins, sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts, EGCG from green tea, thymoquinone from black seed, cinnamon, cardamom, pepper, garlic, and ginger again. The garlic and the ginger seems like you just can't go wrong with that. For everything.
Yeah, and they're the things that are readily available as well. Like, you know, the garlic and ginger is just so readily available. I mean, we have that available. We always have something in our stash there. With garlic, with ginger, we've got lemons now at the moment. I'm absolutely loving red onion and pickling it in lemon juice. It is so good for your gut health. It is not funny. And overall promoting your overall health. You were talking about pickled ginger the last time we were chatting.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so many things that are really good as in a pickled state as well. So when you think about where there was no such thing as refrigeration in the early years, where people had to pickle or dry things out, you know, this is where it all comes from. They had to try and keep their fresh things in a way where they can reuse it over and over again. So it's amazing, like the things that we have to look back in time to get the benefits and to understand like what they did back then to really benefit their health, because it's too quick now. You know, we live in, you know, the fast food world where everything is just like, oh, look, there's a box from HelloFresh. There's a box from, one of those meal places where they say you can cook it yourself, but why don't you just go to the supermarket or go to the fresh food barn or wherever it is you want to shop and go and get something fresh for yourself and cook it, you know, and do it yourself. Go and have a feel for it. Go and smell it. Go and actually, you know, touch it. And get the feeling for it.
Okay. Yeah. I totally agree. I've never gotten any of those, meal boxes, whatever. You just giving you the items. You still have to make it, right? It's just,
that's right.
Anyway, but here's some more things I found. And again, for reversing cancer, which, black seed oil. We talked about the sour salt, but it also says CBD oil. That's a new one. Mm-hmm. The turmeric again, dandelion, burdock root. I've not heard of that. The ginger again, milk thistle, vitamin B17, and sea buckthorn berry. I've never heard of that either.
They're all very good for you as well. And it depends on how they're mixed into certain products as well. Now, black seed oil, now I do have black seed oil somewhere, but is very, very pungent. You can use it you can use it for your skin, you can use it for your hair. It's supposed to be very good at also lowering blood pressure. But you've got to take, I don't have it with me. No, I don't even know if I still have that black seed oil. But, you take a certain dosage of it and it's supposed to help it. And I think it comes from...
I think I have
sesame.
Black cumin seed oil. Is that the same thing? Black cumin seed oil?
I think so. I think that might be the same one.
Okay.
No matter what your age.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Truthmeets.com and Coast to Coast with Beachy and Verilicious. It is 18th of April 2025. And we're just about to wrap up our natural healing part two here. Just some products that you might want to look into yourself. And, you know, get out there. Go and touch something. Go and taste something. Go and
find something new.
Go and smell something. Go and hear something. Yeah, go and do something to help you to help yourself. But yeah, some of those oils, just be aware with some of those oils. Just make sure you read where they're coming from, where they're sourcing it from, for starters, whether or not they're certified, where they have what they're doing with the land there. Now, most of my stuff, I have a particular health food shop that I go to, and I always see if they've got the certified organic stuff. And most of the ones I can get here in Australia. So they have certain farms for particular things. If I do get some things from overseas, whether it's UK or the US, but I've got to really be careful on like what they say on there and how strict they are with their processes when it comes to making sure that it's at a really good certified organic state. So you want to make sure that we're, you know, trying to do the best we can. Look, not you can't be perfect at everything. We're always going to, it's always going to be hit and miss. Yeah, exactly. Unless you grow it yourself, you know, you can try pressing the essential oils yourself if you have a cold press. I think my dad tried it and he's like, man, I didn't get very much. I seriously got like a teaspoon, you know.
yes.
And I had to do X amount or X amount. Yeah. So, look, it can be laborious work if you want to do that sort of stuff, but if you have an interest in it and you want to find out about it, just do it. I mean, no one's stopping you. You are the only person that's stopping yourself from doing anything, you know. So that's all it comes down to, really, at the end of the day. I hope we've given you guys a few ideas on how to listen to your body and also like some of the natural remedies that you can also have a look at, and also just maybe having a look at your diet and what changes you can make. Also, don't forget to relax, get your feet out in the water, get your feet out in the dirt, get your feet out in the sand.
Get some sunshine.
Have a good belly laugh, not just laugh, but a good belly laugh is also very, you know, it promotes good health as well. That could work for a lot of us. I know I like to laugh, that's for sure. I definitely like to laugh until I'm absolutely crying. Well, that definitely gets me going.
There's apparently a thing called laughter yoga. I have this friend who, it sounds more strenuous than it is. And basically you just, I am going to get more information on this because we're doing a dance mob.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm practicing some steps and we're going to do a dance mob and laughter yoga, but I haven't gone to the laughter yoga portion yet to learn how to do it, but I've seen this woman do this where, you know, everybody just stands there and they, to me, it sounds like a fake laugh, but I guess once you get going, you know, it's just so ridiculous. You just start laughing.
You can't stop.
You know, it's just really funny.
Watch this space and Beachy will get back to us on her mob flash dancing. And
I will give you the full report
laughter,
as soon as it's done.
Laughter yoga or whatever. Yeah, that's it. That's cool. Yeah, but that's good. It's really good. And you know what? Really, at the end of the day, we can let so many things pile up on us. We have a lot of stresses. We deal with a lot of it. We deal with a lot of it day in and day out of our lives. We have a lot of anxiety in our life, but we can sort of reduce a lot of that. So, just take some time out. You know, they say take some time out and smell the roses.
Exactly.
Especially if they're nice.
Yes, yeah. Smell the jasmine. I like jasmine. So instead of saying smell the roses, I say smell the jasmine.
Yeah. I mind you, I love the smell of jasmine tea, but it's very, very potent. I can only do like a dunk, like, and then take the leaves out.
Right.
Then,
you can't
have it. I can't have too much of it. Full on.
I've tried it because I have a huge plant, on all along the side of my house, but, and I tried to make some tea, and it's very potent. I'd rather make perfume out of the leaves because they're just amazing. So maybe I'll try that.
Good. Maybe we'll try the perfume and then we'll find out about the perfume as well.
Yep. Well, it's apparently, well, I've looked into it and I tried to do it once, but they say if you use, you can use vodka, but there's also Everclear. It's like,
it's like a perfume is alcohol.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to look into that as well. Yeah.
Yeah. You put that in the leaves, but I think you need to put some oil in there too. But, that's the thing, is you need to make sure it doesn't mess with the smell. And, you know,
it's like a fine blend that you have to do. Yeah.
It's I probably have to learn a bit more than just
do the various stages.
Yeah. Anyway,
do you like the smell on this arm or do you like the smell on that arm? Because don't forget it's our pheromones as well that it mixes with. So you want to get the balance right when it comes to smelling quite nice on your skin as well. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. And it just having it in the, you know, smelling it is enough. I mean, it doesn't have to be on me, I guess. So that's probably why I haven't actually. Yeah.
The aroma from your garden is just enough. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, everyone, hopefully you guys are going to be enjoying a long weekend. We are already started our long weekend here. I don't know if you guys can hear, probably not, but there's been helicopters going crazy out here. I've been hearing the lifeguards go crazy on the megaphones here. So looks like our tourists are upsetting the balance there at the beach.
What is the holiday you are celebrating for the long weekend?
Oh, so it's Easter. So it's the Easter long weekend. It is. Yeah. Okay. So we have the school holidays, so there's been an overlap on some of the states for the school holidays. So there's a 1 week overlap for the school holidays here, which is good. It's not as busy as it has been in previous years, but it's enough. It's enough to keep everyone busy.
So today was your Good Friday then, or
today's Good Friday, yeah. But I think most of everything's closed. Yeah, well, everything's closed. The shops are closed. Whether or not the restaurants open up tonight, I'm not sure. For some of the tourists, I'm guessing they probably will for dinner. I think it sounds like everybody's enjoying themselves. The weather's been, we've had days of rain, but the weather has improved and we have sunshine. So it seems like everybody's going to have a really nice weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good holiday. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy
your holiday,
weekend.
Whether you're eating chocolate or not.
our thing, well, not mine, but in America, we eat ham for Easter. At least that's what we used to eat when I was a kid, but I'm not a big Easter celebrator. So,
yeah,
personally, I like potato salad. that's our thing, potato salad.
Good potato salad as well. Yeah, very nice.
Yep.
Well, I'm up for some spaghetti tomorrow, I think. Quite possibly.
Oh, yum. That sounds good too.
We have our one day where we eat like a lot of carbs to spike our metabolism. So at the moment I'm on a high protein, low carb sort of diet. So I've been eating quite a lot of I love my greens. So I've got my lettuce, my celery, my carrots, my cucumbers, all the the watery sort of vegetables are quite good for you as well. Yeah, so it's been going really well. So I'm hoping like in maybe another month or so, you know, my skin will improve more, my overall health will improve as well. So yeah, just something you have to try for yourself, I think, when yeah. when you get to
very disciplined in your yeah. eating projects.
Yes, you know, eating projects. Yeah, but we got to make it tasty as well. You got to make it
oh,
fun.
Oh, and well, hey, you've got the chef. Yeah. I think you're.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing. Is if it tastes great, well, no problem, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And speaking of chef, I better start myself late lunch. I said there's some work happening in the kitchen here. So
Hello to D Train, and we'll and. Have a happy, happy holiday weekend.
Long weekend. That's it. All right. Thanks, Beachy. And thanks to everyone. Have a good long weekend, everybody. And we will catch you next time on Coast to Coast. Don't forget, you can jump on truthmeets.com for any of our previous shows and other shows like Be Told, as well as Rick and Rollo Nostalgia Hour, and some just Truth Meets chats, I believe. There are some fun things on there as well. It all right. Until next time, that's it. It happens. Until next time, everyone, have a good one. See you later.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Treat me like your patient. Just don't keep me waiting. Just be wasted in a crowd of the lonely. I need you to inspire me when I can't inspire myself. I need you to provide for me when I feel like someone else. Lay me down, lay me down now. Lay me down, touch my spirit, oh. Lay me down, lay me down now. Lay me down.